And welcome to Acorn News Update, the program that brings you the very latest news on Acorn software and applications, tips on how to get the very best out of your system, and information on the Acorn computer everyone's talking about, the new A5000. We'll be speaking to Sam Greenhill, games editor of BBC Acorn User magazine. And on the subject of games, I'll have a few words to say about Lemmings. Do you suffer from lost modules from your system's resource directory when you load an application? If you do, David Bell, Acorn's technical support manager, has the answer. He's also got sound advice on getting the best out of your system, with information on the configure program, tips on dot matrix resolution, and a way of altering the sensitivity of your mouse. And what of the Acorn computer everyone's talking about? Well, Bob Coates, Acorn's General Manager of Business Developments, gives us an insight into the extraordinary powers of the A5000 and the Learning Curve software package, a combination that has literally taken the computer market by storm. And finally, we'll be inviting you to get the best of all possible Acorn worlds with an exclusive offer of some exciting software. Some so new, you could even be the first to get it. All you have to do is get a friend or colleague interested in buying an Acorn system and pass this cassette on to them. We'll do the rest. But more of that later. For those of you who are already Acorn users, you'll know that one of the joys of the Acorn range is flexibility and the fact the systems are designed with the whole family in mind. Not only do they accommodate word processing, desktop publishing, educational and business packages, they also offer the very best in games. We spoke to Sam Greenhill, games editor of BBC Acorn User magazine, on some of the games available, and asked him where the games world was headed. One of those he mentioned was Chocks Away, a Tiger Moth flight game from Fourth Dimension, which is a shooting game, but with a difference.
One of the nice things I like is that it's two-player, or can be two-player, and you can both play simultaneously on a split screen. So you have half a screen each, and you fly along, and you can either dogfight one another, or you can play together as a team against a common enemy, and that is good fun. I think two-player games are quite enjoyable in that way.
Another game which has had enormous success since its launch last Christmas is Lemmings. But rather than do the usual thing and kill the poor little beasts, in this game the point is to save as many as you can, herding them safely through a catalogue of waiting disasters at which they're all too ready to fling themselves can be very challenging. And Sam Greenhill is convinced the way the player handles the situation says a lot about their personal psychology. He tells me there's even a mushroom icon to make them all spontaneously combust. With the games market more recently, it seems the range on offer for the Acorn user has undergone a rapid expansion. And we asked Sam Greenhill why this was.
Over the past 6 months, 8 months, it's definitely grown quite considerably, quite fast. And that's possibly because of Chrysalis software moving into the market with lots of conversions. They're doing a conversion once a month, and it really is the cream of the other high street software. They're taking the best products, which have received the most awards, and they're converting them across to the Acorn machines. And that's really helping the market a lot.
Of course, buying games is one way of enjoying your Acorn computer. But as David Bell, Acorn's technical support manager, explained, there are other ways of getting more from what you already have. The Configure program on Applications Disk 1 of the Archimedes range is a classic case in point.
This program is designed to be really a snapshot on just some of the more popular things that you can set on your machine to suit your own preferences. Perhaps we can just home in on two or three items that might be of interest to you. You may have forgotten that you can adjust the sensitivity of the mouse. You may be someone like me who frequently has a very restricted desk space and wants to make the pointer move over the screen very rapidly with a small mouse movement. In that case, when running the configuration program, you will find that there are five different settings of the mouse speed, and you might well want to go to setting 4 or 5 so that the mouse only makes a very small movement on the desk for a large movement of the pointer on the screen. Another very useful feature is the ability to change the way that windows are dragged across the screen. If when you currently use your machine, when you go to move a window, you have a dotted outline of the window move with the mouse pointer, and then the whole window moves when you finally release the mouse button. You may want to try what we call our instant effect drags. What this does is, when moving a window, it gives an instant effect to that movement. In other words, the window moves as you move the mouse pointer. Just try it. You can easily change it if you're not happy, and you're back to where you were. Another area of configuration which you may well want to consider, particularly if you're an active user of desktop publishing packages, is the amount of memory set aside for what we call font size. This is the amount of memory used by the machine for storing characters, and it draws upon the definition of those characters when redisplaying windows when they're moved. The machine will probably have been set up for 24K of font size, which is really quite small, but if you've got a 1 megabyte RAM machine, it may be all that you can actually spare if you're running more than one application. However, if you can spare more, we would suggest you consider moving up to perhaps 128K, and you would semi-permanently change that in the machine by issuing a star configure command for the appropriate size. And if you consult the user guide, it will explain how best to do this.
So, a lot more to be gained there by using the configure program.